morning, good evening, good coding campers. It's Monday, and that means it's time for NFDN Radio, the show that helps developers find what they're looking for. Good code, good conversation, but most of all, good time. So here to bring us into the week is our host, Mike Benkovich.
Hey, everybody. It's Zane DeWolfe filling in for Mike Benkovich yet again. Mike, I don't know where Mike is. I think he may be on vacation, but wherever Mike is, we hope he's having a good time. So for those who don't know me, Mike and I are real good friends. We both came from Microsoft Across America together, and he calls on me from time to time to fill in. So I am doing it. And the good news is today I am joined by the most fabulous, most awesome Oleg Sich. He is the number one dude that I found to talk about the T4 templates. Now, we'll get into what the heck T4 is and all that good stuff. Just want to give you a few words about Oleg. First of all, if you want to go to his website, it's OlegSych.com. Make sure you go there. Oleg's just an awesome dude. He's a senior lead consultant with Catapult Systems, been working as a software engineer since 93. He holds, get this, his master's degree in computer science and just a whole ton of Microsoft certifications. And naturally, he's an MVP in C-sharp. In fact, Oleg, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that where I first met you? Was at the MVP Summit?
Yes, I think so.
I think so. All right, good deal. So we love Oleg, and I guess we're just going to jump right into this. Oleg, it's a pleasure to have you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be here.
So tell me, just kind of get the ball rolling. The obvious question, the $64,000 question is, what the heck is T4, and how does it work?
So T4 is it stands for Text Templating Transformation Toolkit. It's a technology that Microsoft developed back in 2006 as part of their domain-specific languages DSL initiative. So what it is, it's a template-based code generation engine, very similar to PHP, ASP, ASP.NET, very similar to CodeSmith if you're familiar with those tools. But any web developer would be comfortable working with the with these code generation templates because syntax is very similar. So the way it works is you start with a template. A template can have text blocks, processing directives, and code blocks. So text blocks are just blocks of code that are copied to the output file as is. So you can put your boilerplate code in those. The processing directives are special instructions to T4. So for example, there's a directive called template, and that's where you can specify the programming language that you will be using to make your code generator dynamic. So in the template directory, you can specify either C# or Visual Basic as the language. And then the code blocks are any valid .NET blocks. You can use either C# or Visual Basic that you can combine with templating functionality to build rich dynamic code generators.
So can you use you said C# and VB, can you use F#?
No, you can't use F# at this time. Not at this time.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. So here's another big one then, and that was a nice overview of T4. But for the audience listening, why on earth should they care? Is this stuff being used, and where is it being used?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So since 2006, T4 has been gradually gaining popularity within Microsoft as well as outside of Microsoft as well. I think one of the first teams to adopt T4 was the Patterns and Practices team. They used it to build code generation capabilities in their guidance automation toolkit. If you remember that one. More recently, T4 made its way into the main Visual Studio product team, such as So ASP.NET MVC framework uses T4 templates to generate views, and also most recently with Visual Studio 2010, you can also use T4 to generate code from the ADO.NET Entity Framework Model (ADMX) file. As well as in Visual Studio 2010 with the new UML modeling tools in the Ultimate Edition, you can also use T4. And, you know, the really good reason to look at T4 is that it's unlike the previous code generation technologies that we have, you know, namely the Code DOM, which was we've had that since .NET version 1.0. A lot of those technologies are built for tool developers, and the T4 templates are very easy to use, very easy to work with, and they can be used productively by application developers. And that's the real reason why I think you would look at T4. It's the productivity gain that you get from code generation and reduce time to implement it.
Very nice, very nice. And so how long have you personally been working with T4 templates, and what's your perspective on it?
So it's been about 2.5 years since I picked up the T4, and it's come a long way since then. We had a long period when the T4 was only used by the DSL tools, so the code generation tools to build graphical design tools such as the UML modeling tools that are built on top of DSL. And then gradually people started picking it up and building. Building useful code generation tools with it. So some of the early examples were just small templates to generate something like stored procedures, for example, based on metadata in SQL database or based on metadata in entity framework model. And then gradually we have seen it expand to really fully featured code generators. So we have, at this point, we have several different T4 templates for entity framework. So the base code generation for entity framework is still done by a closed box custom tool within Visual Studio. But we now have a whole set of different options in the form of T4 template. And the really nice thing about those is you can actually open up the code generator that the ADO.NET team ships with Entity Framework, and you can modify it to fit your needs. So it's a very, very quick way to customize the code generation, something that was really impossible to do with the closed tool. Now, unfortunately, we still don't have a good development experience for T4 templates out of the box with Visual Studio. So you still have to have an add-on such as a T4 editor from Tangible Engineering or a T4 editor from Clarius Consulting that you would use to have syntax color syntax highlighting for T4 templates and things like that, IntelliSense as well. So In a way, we still have some things that stayed the same over the last 2 years, but hopefully that will change in the next release of Visual Studio.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure we'll start seeing the tooling get better. So continuing along this goal, And here's the thing. I mean, we've got a lot of people listening in, you know, kind of hanging out, saying, okay, well, I'm fine. T4, I get it. We do stuff with it. We can use it in places like the Entity Framework. Let's drill down a bit. Can you give me an example of, let's take the Entity Framework example. So if I use the T4 templates in the Entity Framework, what are some of the things I could do with it? Why would I care about the fact that the Entity Framework gives me a T4 template I can work with? What have you done, or what do you know that others have done with it?
First of all, there are different ways you can generate code for Entity Framework. You have the traditional traditional way, traditional approach that was originally implemented in the closed box custom tool by the ADO.NET team. And then the additional options that they had that they have added to the entity framework, which were based on the community community feedback around entity framework, were implemented as T4 templates. You know, somewhere along the way, the team realized that there is no way to make a single closed box code generator that would satisfy the needs of all the different audiences that entity framework has out there. And so they instead they opted to implement these new code generators as T4 templates. So, for example, one of the T4 templates that Entity Framework provides is a template that generates entity classes as a POCO, P-O-C-O, plain old CLR object. So that's a template that people doing test-driven development who like to do a lot of unit testing. So that's a template that that they would use to work with Entity Framework. Another option, a different T4 template from the ADO.NET team, is the template that generates self-tracking entities, and that's the template that you would use if you have a distributed application built on top of Entity Framework. So that template generates classes that make it easier to transfer state and changes between the different layers in your application. And basically, with those templates, if you don't like something that that it generates, for example, if you want to generate additional methods or additional properties, you can. You can simply open the template and add your code to it. And that way you don't have to manually code those patterns over and over again when working with the tool.
And are you finding that as you go along and teach this to folks, admittedly, I guess there's a fairly steep learning curve, but once they learn it, are they actually creating a lot of their own templates for daily use?
I haven't found the learning curve to be very steep. Again, you know, if you take a developer who is familiar with ASP.NET, they will be very productive with T4. It literally takes hours to get someone generating code. In terms of the there is an effort investment curve there. The learning curve is not so big, but it still takes time to get to the point where code generation becomes where you're getting return on your investment. It takes time to develop a code generator, and unless the payback, unless the ongoing savings from this code generator, unless it, basically your cost justifies the benefit, you don't get a return on that investment. So, to answer your question, there is still a learning curve there. There is still that investment curve where you're putting time into creating a code generator. But once you're over it, it pays back many fold. Now, one of the disadvantages to T4 compared to other code generation engines out there, namely CodeSmith, has been the relatively small number of templates that are ready to use. But the situation is changing today. There are numerous examples of numerous templates that you can pick up and customize as opposed to pick up and develop. So the Entity Framework team has a good set of templates. There are several link to SQL templates that you can pick up and customize. Both of the templates that I'm familiar with are posted on CodePlex. If you search for link to SQL and T4 on CodePlex, you'll find them. And so the good thing there is because templates are just text. You can pick up an existing template and quickly customize it to fit your needs.
Excellent, excellent. So, you know, you mentioned a lot of real links and resources. I know you've done a ton of presentations. Is there some place that folks can get these links from, or at least get copies of your past presentations to kind of get their hands on some of your old slide decks if maybe they want to learn more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go up to my website and follow the link to presentations, there will be slide decks for the talks that I typically give on T4. And also, if you click the articles tab, there will be an article called Text Template Transformation Toolkit. I have originally wrote that article more than 2 years ago, but I'm keeping it up to date as I find new content about T4 around the internet. So it's a pretty good starting page.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at it right now. I didn't realize this was on here, and I've been to your blog. That's an awesome article, folks. That's just to recap. That's off of his blog, olegsych.com, and it's in the articles section, right? So the navigation is home, articles, presentation, about. I'll click on articles, and it's the first article, the T4 Text Template Transformation Toolkit. There we go. And not only do you have all the links, but you describe how it works. You show some syntax highlighting. You got a lot of great stuff in this article. You're keeping your T4 template article up to date over time?
Yeah, I'm trying to, the best I can, trying to keep it up to date. Every once in a while, a new feature in T4 kind of breaks the existing content, and people are kind enough to point it out, and I go back and update it. So, yes, I am keeping it up to date as best I can.
Yeah, and you've got a comment, looks like a comment as recently as June 23rd on here, so folks are definitely looking at it. It's good content. Wow, very nice, very nice. All right, so continuing on kind of this path, though, I think one of the other questions that we had was kind of top of mind for me is, what would you recommend for teams who are going to adopt code generation?
Well, code generation is a very powerful tool. Just like many powerful tools, developers, we all get excited about shiny new hammers, and we go off and start looking for nails to hammer. Just like any powerful tool, T4 has its own pros and cons, and distinct costs and savings that it introduces. So. The general advice that I give to people is when implementing code generation, try and look for repeating patterns in their daily coding. So, for example, if you find yourself hand coding CRUD stored procedures over and over again, this is something that that you can automate with T4 or other technologies. So if you can think of a way to automate generation of a particular code, that at that point you can go ahead and start looking for a way to implement it. Typically, the code generation makes sense in systems and in projects where you have two different parts of the information system that are tied together by some sort of common metadata. So, for example, a classic example of this is a database. You have database table structures on the database side, and you have your data access code on the application side. The two are tied together by the metadata, and this is a great example of where code generation becomes beneficial. So, your classic examples here in this area are your linked to SQL and your entity framework based data access layers. That would be the approach that I would recommend. Now, in terms of the adoption, it's a very very long conversation. There are a lot of different aspects of code generation that you might want to consider. But what it boils down to is the complexity versus productivity and your cost versus savings. So to illustrate the point, you may have been on a project where an architect or perhaps it was an outside consultant introduced code generation kept it up to date, but eventually that person either leaves the project or gets busy with something else. And oftentimes you find that developers who are actually working on the project will find it easier for them to implement changes by going into the code directly and modifying it, as opposed to figuring out how the code generation process works. And that's a great example. When code generation perhaps was cost of the complexity does not justify the savings that it produces.
Awesome. It's good info. We have a question from Matthew. Let me go ahead and move him over. There we go. Matthew, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. Go ahead and ask your question.
I was wondering if either one of you guys know if T4 was going to be introduced or added to any kind of snippet generation. We use that a lot. And, it'd be nice to standardize that, but didn't know if there was any plans to go that direction.
I haven't heard anything from the team myself. Oleg, any thoughts?
I haven't heard. I have heard requests, and I have seen people discussing it on the various forums, but I have not heard of concrete plans to do that.
We can definitely ping the team, and we'll find out. And Oleg, if you don't mind, I'll get the answer to you, and you can post it to your blog. How does that sound?
Sure, that sounds good.
We'll find out what the Visual Studio team has to say about that. How does that sound, Matthew?
That sounds good. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, folks, we're kind of running short on time, and sorry I didn't get to everybody's phone questions, but I know we wanted to get some of the major stuff out of the way. What we're going to do now is just kind of begin the wrap-up process. We've got just a few more minutes left, and I guess we'll end with this. Oleg, any parting thoughts for folks who have listened to this, this program and said, hey, this is kind of cool, where do I begin? How do I start? What would you recommend for somebody new to T4? What are the next steps for them?
I would recommend for you to go to the T4 Toolbox project on CodePlex. On the homepage of that project, and that's t4toolbox.codeplex.com. On the homepage of that project, you will find links to a series of tutorial articles that I've written over the past 2 years. So those articles are up to date. You can follow them. There's almost a dozen of them to date. That's the place where I would recommend to start.
Excellent, excellent. And then obviously your blog is just a stupendous resource. We want to reiterate that. That's OLEGSYCH.com. And then lots of great stuff there. I was particularly enamored with the, and we mentioned it just a couple minutes ago, under the articles, the T4 templates, the nice overview, lots of great links. Can I assume that link you just mentioned is on there, the CodePlex link?
I believe so. I can remember off the top of my head.
Yep. I'm looking at it. It's so many great links. It is. I'm looking at it. T4 Toolbox stuff. Yeah, I'm looking right at it. So it's all in there. It's like Franco spaghetti sauce, boys and girls. That one article seems to have everything in it to kind of get you going. And then, of course, naturally, I would assume that if they have some deeper questions or comments or whatever, they can get a hold of you directly through the blog. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yep. Cool. Great. All right. Well, folks, I think what we want to walk away with, kind of a call to action, is get out there, go straight to Oleg's blog, hit that first article under the article section, the very first one, T4 Text Template Transformation Toolkit. Start reading through that and see what you think. You know, give us some feedback. You can give feedback to Oleg, or you can always give feedback to me as well. My blog is blogs.msdn.com/visualstudiotips. For those who were probably not aware of it, I am the guy who does the Visual Studio Tips and Tricks. So we'd love to have your feedback, get your questions, and even if you have, like you saw with Matthew, even if you have a question for the team, we're happy to ping the Visual Studio team directly and find out what their thoughts are. I think the bottom line, and Oleg just kind of left a few final thoughts here, bottom line is we're definitely going to see the rise of the age of the T4 template, I think. I think we're probably going to see a whole lot more usage, and this isn't some kind of vaporware thing. This definitely has just insane amounts of potential. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Text template-based code generation is going to stay in Visual Studio. We will only see more of it.
So hopefully we'll see a lot of good stuff coming down the pipe, folks. Now is the time to learn your T4 template goodness. And with that, I think we'll go ahead and sign off. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We enjoy having folks for MSDN Radio, and we look forward to seeing you on future shows. Thanks again, everybody.
So that's it for this Monday. Go to msdnradio.com and click the registration link if you want to participate in the next show. Until then, happy coding.